I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Florida man who resisted arrest told police he really enjoyed it because he felt like, man, I'm on a TV show. Officers went to the man's home after receiving a call. He's chasing a woman with a golf club. When they arrived, the guy was drunk, had a golf club, and was swearing and cussing up in front of his house. He then wrestled one of the officers as they tried to handcuff him down. He said he really enjoyed resisting arrest because it felt like he was on the cop show Live PD.
I guess it would feel like that, yes.
I mean, to be fair, I think we've all dreamed of being on Cops or Live PD, but not in that way.
Jail will feel like that, too.
He was charged with resisting arrest and disorderly conduct. A New Jersey man, for whatever reason, was arrested for speeding in a school zone, but that's not good, but he had a passenger on the roof of his BMW while he was intoxicated.
Hey, there you go.
Cops pulled him over, smelled alcohol coming from the vehicle. The driver also slurred his speech, and his eyes were kind of droopy, and he could not complete a field sobriety test. The person riding on the roof was identified as a friend of the driver and was issued a disorderly conduct. Why are you riding on the roof?
Yeah, that guy, I don't know who's stupider. The guy that was driving like that or the guy that decided he was going to ride on the roof?
It's got to be a tie, right? And our final Dummy of the Day story today here on the Joe and Alex Show. A dude named Robert Quigley was driving drunk. Here we go, another drunk driving thing here.
Piggly Quigley.
Woo-woo! Near Sacramento, California. This happened on Sunday when he rear-ended in an SUV and his car caught fire. Check this out. Surprised he's not dead. The guy was going 80 miles an hour.
Ooh.
When he ran into a traffic jam, maybe came up around something. He's like, oh God, I gotta stop. And he slammed his brakes on, but he ran right in the back of that vehicle and was not able to stop in time. Luckily, nobody was seriously injured in that crash. Well, a cop stopped to help and they saw, wait a minute, why is this guy switching seats? Like, the guy switched seats. Then all of a sudden, his car started to catch on fire.
Ooh.
So they got out, but the cop saw the little switch right there. The reason, I guess, why is this Robert guy was trying to avoid a DUI because he was drinking. After they were both out, though, Robert ran back to his burning car.
No, probably not a good idea, bro.
Would you run back to your burning car? Like, would you do that or no?
I have stayed in a burning hotel before just so I had extra time to grab my makeup bag, but...
So like, if your makeup bag was in the burning car, you might go back?
I might go back, yes.
Okay. Well, Robert didn't have a burning makeup bag or anything like that, so he's not like you. What he did is he ran back to his car so he could use the flame to light a cigarette.
Oh, what an idiot.
Bro,
that is the stupidest thing I might have ever heard.
Bro had to get a smoky smoke on. I don't know what happened, but I guess in the process of doing that, he got too close to the car that was on fire and burned part of his eyebrows off.
Imagine
in the process.
That.
He told the cop, though, man, hey, man, I'm not afraid because, quote, I deal with this kind of stuff all the time.
Does he?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure he's a firefighter or not. I did not see that in the news report, but this was his second DUI in less than 1 week. So
sounds like he always gets in fiery crashes.
So that's what he does all the time right there. Those are your Dummies of the Day on the Joe and Alex Show.